This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is Beholder Fest, Part 5.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yep, you didn't think we'd take it this far. But we're not out of Beholder Steam yet because we have the Examiner.
Oh, boy. So you'll remember a week and a half ago,
yeah,
we brought up the Appraiser. And that's what this is. This guy, he's Q, isn't he? He's like the quartermaster. He's the one who.
Yeah, I thought you were saying like Q from like Star Trek.
We've made that mistake before, and we've talked about it. Somehow your point of reference is Star Trek, and my point of reference is James Bond.
Yeah, it's because I'm not 70 years old. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's not true. James Bond still has Q in their modern James Bond movies.
Yeah,
I like Star Trek more than I like James Bond. I think it's probably safe to say.
Okay,
James Bond is fine. Yeah. I don't dislike James Bond. I don't want that to become a classic monster in my podcast controversy.
Hashtag Gary dislikes James Bond.
Gary hates Dark Souls 3 and Bloodborne and James Bond. But I don't hate examiners.
No.
Because in the monster manual, there's a sentence where it's examiners are scholars and clerks. Clerks? You fucking kidding me? I've been a clerk before. Like, I've had that job. Why do I have the job that a beholder has had?
me and my 8 other eyes weren't even supposed to be here today.
Don't talk to me or any of my 8 other eyes again. The why? Like, it's just so weird that this guy and I have held the same job. And like, from looking at the description, he's better at it than me.
Of course, because he's magically augmented.
Yeah. And he's got gripper pads in his multi-jointed limbs.
I don't have that.
I don't have that. Yeah. My flesh is weak.
Yes. My flesh, I can barely hold on to anything.
The only thing I can reduce or enlarge is my fucking belly.
Well, I mean with a little bit less control, I can reduce or enlarge my dick,
and that is true. With yeah. That, yeah, a minor amount of control.
Yeah,
these guys are not as they're not the bravest of the beholder kin.
No, they're definitely they're fairly nebbish. So here's the question I was going to ask that I just got so embarrassed because you fucking dunked on me. Okay, so this guy, he casts like enlarge, reduce, identify, or legend lore, any of those kind of like again, just like nerdy, you know, this is an enchantment. Yep. Kind of thing. Is it a ray that comes out of the eye?
Identify a ray?
Yeah, because like if it's coming out of the eyes, are they like shooting a beam at this thing and identifying it?
So the reason I would say no is because it explicitly says when it is a beam. So like the regular beholders have a death ray. And it says it's a ray that shoots out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing that this is not an identify ray, even though that would be like a tricorder kind of thing where you just like hold it and there's a little lasers come out and look at it. But I think it's probably not a ray unless it says it's a ray.
It's just weird for it to be an eye when it could just be a hand that, you know, it like sticks out and casts from it. Like, it's against the theme, but like, you know, the ball of many hands is still pretty evocative.
But like a beholder for hands is cool.
Yeah.
And it would be like, it'd be
a hand holder.
Yeah. It'd just be a holder. Like I'm into that, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
And then those things show up in Dark Souls, so I like that too.
Yeah.
More or less. So these guys are just dangerous because they have access to forbidden technology.
Yeah.
The lensmen are dangerous because is there any way that, so first of all, this guy's illustration is maybe my favorite in this whole book.
He's a cavity creep, Gary.
He's a cavity creep, or in old Ultima games, you used to fight things called headlesses, which it's like, boy, that's right on the nose. That's exactly what these things are. And they just have face in, like, this is a cyclops with a face on his chest, a.k.a. a cavity creep.
Yep. He prefers pole arms. Yes, it's a starfish-like simian body is what they have. And they've got this goofy grin.
They are really happy to be there. Hey, I'm technically a beholder. Yay. The seeing their starfish is not sold in the illustration, right? The illustration, you can kind of see their little back tentacle, but it doesn't look that important. It mostly just looks like a little guy with a little spear.
Yeah.
Little cutie.
And he's got a beard that is technically his loincloth. It's his loin beard.
Way into his loin beard. Like, that's good shit.
What's the spell emotion, Gary?
It makes people feel emotions. It's like a Sade song.
Okay, yeah. No, I was gonna say, so like this guy, he could pick up a little ukulele, get on YouTube and cast emotion.
Yeah, yeah. Just because they're in, he probably is a little white guy and probably covering a rap song.
Mm-hmm.
And people will probably talk about how they fixed it because they're terrible racist. Even though this guy would be the space racist. So that's why he's doing it.
Yeah.
It all fits. And then finally, The Overseer.
Yes.
Not finally, Beholder Us is not over, but the Overseer.
Right. So the Overseer, I don't understand why this is a beholder. I think there's a little bit of theme confusing here. Gary, describe the Overseer for me.
It's a tree.
Yep.
So that's your first clue that this does not belong in Beholder Town.
It's a flesh ant. Yeah.
There are no orbs involved. Like, there's not one orb.
No.
It is a big tree with a mouth. Mm-hmm. And I guess there are orbs in that. It has little eyes on the tips of its.
Yeah, it's got like little buds, on the ends of his little dendrites or whatever.
And again, he just has like a slightly different loadout.
Yep.
Like he's just like he's got different spells and they're cool spells. but he just doesn't belong in the Beholder family other than that he knows the secret of collective bargaining to convince them to work together.
Yeah, none of us is as strong as all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, they're unions.
I also love that they're very protective of their health.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're mindful, you know, and just like, hey, you know, I'm gonna get every last day on this big blue eyeless orb that I can get. You know? So they're out there jogging, you know, making a bunch of friends. You just gotta be positive, you know?
Rob Lowe in Parks and Recreation.
Hmm.
Yeah. Rob Loeb? No, Loeb is not a
Lisa Loeb's stepbrother.
Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah. Well, she had glasses. I think that the protective of their health is just there to contrast with the lensman who we just saw, who looks like he's just up to party. The guy's a wild card. Like, if I had to party with any beholder, it might be the lensman. But if I had to have any of them in my backyard, it might be, well, actually, no, I don't want to oversee them in the backyard, but in like somebody else's backyard.
Yeah.
Not in my backyard. Vote no on 37.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.